It's our best of the year. Not our best of episodes, but our favorite apps of the year.
Oh, we have some picks. So many picks. So many picks. This is going to be a four-hour show. Mm-hmm. Time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Introducing Rate Shield Approval. If you're in the market to buy a home, Rate Shield Approval locks up your rate for up to 90 days while you shop. It's a real game changer. Learn more and get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. And by Grammarly. Grammarly is a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Start writing confidently by going to grammarly.com/iOS today and get 20% off a Grammarly premium account today. And by Casper, a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience, one night at a time. You could save $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/iOS today and using the promo code iOS today at checkout. Today time. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
She's wearing dazzle camouflage today.
Mm-hmm. He said I looked like a battleship.
That's probably not the best thing I've ever said to you.
And not the worst either.
Really? It's not the worst? Let me show you what I mean. So dazzle is a kind of camouflage was used during World War II. So that it would be hard for submarines to shoot down, you know, to torpedo ships in the middle of the ocean. And your dress. Is dazzle.
Yeah. Nobody's going to shoot
it's
me
dazzle
down
dazzle camouflage. Isn't that wild?
Nobody's
no torpedoes
shoot
on you.
So I thought, you know, Apple does
I'm sorry. I like it. It's a nice dress. Is this Rent the Runway?
It is Rent the Runway. Yeah. So I get to wear it once, wear it two times, maybe three, and then return it and never have to think about how you called me a battleship again.
Mine's Rent the Goodwill.
You did not get that at Goodwill.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I don't know where I got it.
L.L.
Bean.
Oh, good. It's
because I'm a
nice
preppy. See the button
is it
down?
Linen?
I believe it's something like linen.
Is this the season for linen?
I was hoping you wouldn't mention it. Tis the season to break out the linen, white belts and red pants.
So we're not gonna make snarky comments about each other's outfits.
Yes, we are. We
anymore.
Just did. Anymore. No, now, this is actually the show you've been waiting for all year long.
The snarky
where we
comments?
Say
no.
No, where we say the like after going through hundreds, how many apps do we go through for our app caps?
A lot. Billions.
I mean, we give you 100 a year between you and me, but we have to go through maybe 10 times that number to find the best app of the week. Mm-hmm. And so we have looked at a lot of apps and we've picked several dozen.
Yes.
That we think are must sees. Can I just mention how good Pokemon Go is?
So I was thinking these would be apps that would be released in 2018, but I'm good with you not following the rules.
This was massively updated in 2018.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yes, that counts.
And by the way, it sure looks good on an iPad.
It does.
Doesn't it? It's kind of big and bold. I thought it would be like an iPhone app resized, but no, it's actually, what should I catch? I could catch a Hoot Hoot, a Cyndaquil, a Weedle, or a Teddy Ursa.
Which, catch them all.
Or a Psyduck. You got it. That's the right answer, Megan Maroney. Catch them all. And, of course, with augmented reality, which is also updated for 2018, it's even funner. Can I? You know, I wonder what it would be like if I were to try to catch something. I am in a safe location on your dress. Do you think it would be fooled? By the dress?
It would be fooled.
It is fooled. I can't find it. It's hiding. It's hiding. I don't see any Pokemon. Anyway, you're right. It's not new this year, but boy, this was the year that Pokemon came back strong. That's my opinion.
I keep thinking that I'm going to just end up with more balls at some point, but I have to go out and get them.
You have to go. You have to go get them.
You know, we like
got,
life.
This is also new this year. We got Megan to play briefly.
Did you know that there's a nearby raid battle starting soon?
I do know that because...
Well, we have a show to do.
We have a show to do, unfortunately. Yeah. That's why I got an electric bike, so I could, while you're talking, hop on my electric bike, go fight a raid battle, and be back before you even know.
Oh,
something.
Good. That's I wondered why you got an electric bike. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so my favorite iPhone app that was released in 2018 was Google Lens for the iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Google Lens uses your Google Photos and then can find the things in the real world that you've
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
So we had our holiday party this weekend, and I had this lovely Rent the Runway jacket that
Good
I made
Lord.
Everyone wear, including Russell.
Not a real fur.
No, fake fur. So Google Lens is part of Google Photos. So see that little app right there? Thing right there, you just press it, and then it does some magic, and there's the jacket.
Oh, my God, it actually found
that
it.
That is the actual jacket, the Unreal Fur Premium Rose, $179.
That's kind of amazing.
If you wanted to buy it for yourself.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It didn't find Russell, though.
No.
I guess he's not for sale.
And it didn't find your jacket, either. Like, you know, you have this fancy jacket that
it
you wear.
It didn't find my crazy
so
jacket?
So let me find the photos I took. Like, there's you and Burke and Lisa.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Burke's wearing your jacket.
Yeah, Burke's wearing it. And it says, sorry, yeah, not sure how to help.
Didn't have enough of that. Maybe if I were in the middle of that shot.
So I actually had to go through. I took many pictures
I'm amazed
of everyone
found that fur
in
coat.
This jacket. So it didn't find it in everyone, but it did find it in one. But see, here's the same picture.
Look how sharp Anthony looks in that.
And I think they're not sure how to help either. So, it's not perfect. But
well, that's a good tip, though, is maybe take a few different pictures of the same thing. You don't give up.
But, I mean, it's really good with clothes. Like, I'm
impressed.
So, I found this shirt and maybe I want to see.
That is about as, you know,
and so
undistinguished of a shirt as you can get.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it's not that exact shirt, but maybe I just want a shirt like that. Like,
right.
There's a Lululemon shirt. It costs too much. I want something cheaper. I'm going to look. This is only, I could get something more expensive for $100 or $27. I love Google Lens. I love Google Photos.
Pretty darn good.
They continue to impress me.
Well, if you're going to talk camera apps released this year, I think we have to mention Obscura 2.
Oh, yes.
Which was absolutely updated. Now, Apple's camera apps are fantastic, but Obscura 2 gives you a lot of additional features and I think an interesting user interface. It's a scroll wheel user interface, and you can play with different features. There are filters, of course, lots of them. We could just try some. I don't know. I'm taking a picture of my picture, but I guess that's okay. So that's kind of fun. But the other thing people will like is the ability to set different settings, kind of professional camera style settings. That's ISO. You could set the shutter speed. So you have complete control. But the thing I think Obscura 2 became most famous for is its focus capabilities and the ability to do portrait for objects that Apple won't do portrait for. Yes, it shoots RAW format. It is a powerful camera designed really for people who want more control over the manual features of Apple's camera, and I think well worth picking up. Obscura 2 wasn't too expensive either. Is it $4.99?
At one point, I think it was free.
Yeah, they gave it away when they first released it, right? Yeah.
It was part of like you had to get it through the Apple website or something to get it free. They had like a deal, but I
must have.
I am also a fan.
What else?
Well, I only mentioned this a few weeks ago, but I do love it, so I'm going to mention it again. Are you still playing BitLife?
I stopped because it was too addictive. This is actually a great game. I really enjoyed this. You convinced me on this one.
I did too. So yeah. I enjoy it too very much. So if you missed our episode a few weeks ago where I talked about it, it's basically just a life simulator. So I've been given this life. I'm Eduardo Torres. I'm 0 years old. I'm a boy in Charlotte, the United States. I was conceived after a romantic Valentine's Day date. And my father is Ignacio Torres, a grocer, age 60. Whoa, Ignacio, 60.
Yeah.
And my mother is Betsy Torres, a librarian.
How old is she?
Age 32.
Living the dream, Ignacio.
So I age myself up because nothing really happens in those first few years.
Yeah, I realize that. You got to age fast.
Yeah. And then my father sits me down. He explains that there are two secrets to BitLife that you need to understand. Oh, use the age button. Oh, okay, I understand this.
He's giving you a tutorial.
And you go to school. Oh, a volcanic eruption in Colombia.
What the what?
And then I'm going to do some school, study harder. Don't drop out of elementary school. So the point is to get old, get assets, be a nice person, make good choices. And also, you know, it's sort of based on what you start out with. Like I have 90% smarts, 86% health. I only have 39% looks, which means I only have 57% happiness.
Oh,
that's
no.
like real life.
Oh no.
So yeah, and you can have relationships. I really enjoy this, but one of the reasons I want to mention it again is that I discovered that this is sort of a copy of an Android app called Pixel Life or InstaLife. InstaLife.
Oh, so we should give it a little credit to InstaLife.
Yeah. So I don't know. I haven't done you know, any investigative journalism in order to tell whether
InstaLife
or not. InstaLife. Oh yeah,
so it has this InstaLife.
InstaLife
even has the little
I believe that's
spermatozoa icon. Oh look, Mr. Starbucks has arrived. did you get me the cheese latte?
No? He didn't get you the juniper latte, which you criticize. No, every kind of coffee I like, you don't like.
There's I was trying to remember the Starbucks holiday drinks, right? Because they have new ones every year. Mm-hmm. And I did a little search for Starbucks holiday drinks. And it turns out some of the holiday drinks around the world are a little weird.
Mm.
If you look at the holiday drinks around the world, for instance, Christmas strawberry cake milk is big in Japan, made with fluffy sponge cake, whipped cream and strawberries.
Milk.
This is the one I was talking about. Snowy cheese flavored latte. I tried to get that. They wouldn't make it for me. It's only in China with a baked cheese flavored sauce blended into classic espresso and topped with light whipped cream. All right. Enough of our digression.
Well,
this is
really
an app that did come out this year.
Oh, good.
It was an update of an app that had been out for a while. Shortcuts. We can't forget Shortcuts.
Oh, yeah.
Apple's Shortcuts is a must-have app for everybody to make things. Now, I actually don't really use it so much on the iPad as I do on the iPhone because the iPhone has so many more features. But the idea is you can script stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff. This is one made by the king of shortcuts, Federico Vitici. He has shown us how to put frames automatically on images. So I'm going to pick an image, and it's going to put an Apple phone frame around it, and then add it to my photo library. And let's see if we can find it. The advantage of doing it on an automated fashion is kind of cool because this is the image. It has a frame around it, so it looks like it's on a phone. Thanks to Federico, and he actually provides updated frames for as the new iPhones come out. I wanted to frame this because this is an example of playing Pokemon Go in the snow, which we don't get to do ever. But when we were in New York, it had slight flurries.
Oh.
And it's pretty cool.
That's totally frameable.
Swinub in the snow. Yeah.
Is that part of your vacation album?
Yeah. So I love Shortcuts. And then I want to give you a tip.
Oh, please do.
Learning about Shortcuts, there are a lot of places to do it. This is a good one, though, which is Reddit's Shortcuts subreddit. It's Reddit.com/r/shortcuts. And what happens is a lot of questions and answers, but also when people come up with new shortcuts, they'll share them on here. A GPA calculator, iCloud shortcut inspector. Here's an Instagram shortcut. So it's a great way to get new shortcuts all the time. And also people request them, a color palette generator, things like that.
I'm sorry. That's my shortcut to open Twitter and play sad music.
Oh, see? Clever.
See, I've got that right there.
So one thing that you should point out, and somebody's got a PSA here, stop running shortcuts from random people. You should examine the shortcut before you download it and immediately run it. Aww. But I've got some great shortcuts from that subreddit, including the one I showed last time, the Popo shortcut, which was what happens if the police pull me over. It stops the music. It records
one.
The interaction, all of that stuff. So I think it's going right now, unfortunately. So this interaction will be recorded and uploaded to my next of kin.
And your iPad went dark, too.
Yeah, that's one of the things it does. It does that, yeah. So as soon as this shortcut's over, it's accessing the camera. Okay. Now it's recording the police interaction. Okay. How do I stop it? No one knows. What do you got?
I forgot about my Twitter and sad music shortcut.
That's a good shortcut.
Yeah, it just opens.
Well, I think that's kind of, in a way, this is a public service announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Shortcuts still exist.
Yes.
Don't give up. It's still there, and it's got some great stuff.
I need Taylor to stop singing. Okay, thank
Taylor
you.
Taylor rapping is kind of an interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the best app, the best game app.
More than BitLife? More than Pokemon Go?
For the iPad.
Oh.
Is also my favorite app for the Apple TV, and that is Alto's Odyssey, which came out this year.
Huge hit, and yeah, really a great, fun app. We even talked to the creator.
We did talk to the creator. It's so relaxing. I highly recommend it, especially during this, if you get stressed in the holidays. It's play a little BitLife, get stressed that your life didn't turn out as you would have liked to, and then play a little
pretty darn
Alto's
cool
Odyssey. And you can just do Zen mode, too.
Darn
I love
cool
this game, and it's great on the TV. Remember when I installed it on the TV, and then Burke just spent like 48 hours playing and jumping levels? He spent the night here, I think.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure that, but by the time you got it back, it was really had gone through and advanced yeah all the things.
Not very good at this.
Is it crazy to show a Google app?
I already showed a Google app. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yes.
We're crazy. Let's get more
this
crazy.
This year, Google changed its newsstand app for Google News. Now, I know you all use Apple News, but I actually like Google News a little bit better. One of the things Google News does is it picks the top five stories based on your interest. So you can tell what I'm interested in. Oh, no, wait a minute. And it does, by the way, throw in some local stuff, which is kind of depressing, but it's local stuff.
It's good to appreciate the local news.
Yeah. So, and then what I really honor Google for is they wanted to do news without editorializing. So when you, the first tab is for you. This is the five top stories for you plus additional stories based on your interests. And that learns as you go. And I love it that it puts local news in like this. Man suspected of running over ex-girlfriend. That's the kind of local news I want to read.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
sad music with that.
Our local news is really depressing.
I like that news story about the package that explodes with glitter.
I know. Have you seen this? This is brilliant, and I'm not surprised. It's something like 7 million views in just 1 week. What's his name? Is it Robert? Right? He's a NASA engineer. We'll show this. Should we show it later or do something? I don't know. The other thing is,
it
knew that I'm interested in electric cars, so it added the news about the new Porsche, electric Porsche that's coming, stuff like that. I might. I'm interested. But as I was saying, in the headlines, and you could choose latest U.S., world, business, technology, entertainment, sports, science, and health, it doesn't do any editorializing. So let's say you want to, for some reason, know about soccer. It's too late. How about this one? The Panthers. I'm in sports. No wonder I'm not interested. How about science? Saturn is losing its rings quicker than expected. So it shows you one story, but then view full coverage. And this button's available in all of these stories. You can get everybody's story about this. So you could choose your source, even tweets. So that, I think, is the full coverage button is available in both for you and in headlines. There's also favorites where you can pick your topics. See, World Cup, that's why I got soccer. I'm interested in the World Cup. Sources, and you give it your location, your zip code, so it will be able to handle all that. This was the vestigial part because originally this wasn't a news app. This was a newsstand app where you bought magazines. They didn't want to kill that completely. So you can still choose sources. And if you want to subscribe, you can subscribe within here. See, so I know you're on an iPad or an iPhone. You're going to think, well, I should probably use the Apple product, but add Google News too. I find it a very good source for news and information. And Apple News is fine, but Google News was updated this year, and that's why
it's cleaner.
I'm mentioning
Google
it.
News.
It's cleaner, and I think they've made an effort to respond to people who say it's too much editorializing. And so they are giving you full coverage of any story that you want to know more about, which mm-hmm. I think is very valuable.
The Apple TV app, you just call it the TV app?
TV has been really updated.
That is one of my favorite things of the year, even though the TV app came out last year.
But it's getting better and better and better as they add features. In fact, even live programming, right?
I love it because it has all the things that I've just watched. If we can, I think we...
Yeah, that can be embarrassing. If you're up late at night and your wife's in bed and you watch...
Okay.
You know, Porky's 2. So that show's right up in there, you know.
Okay.
Just saying. Well, honey,
there we go.
It's a classic.
Have you seen You're the Worst, that show?
No.
It's good.
It's a good name.
It's a really good show.
Is it all about me?
Kind of. So, sometimes after we do the show together, I watch that show just to see how people could be worse to each other.
I am not bad to you.
Yeah, I know you're not. So that's what I really love, like that everything. And Catastrophe, have you seen that?
Well, you seem to have no wonder you want to listen to depressing songs. I have seen the new Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 2. Binge worthy.
Have you seen it all?
Mm-mm.
I have to say, I'm going to tell you that.
It gets dark?
No, I don't think it's holding up as well as the first season.
I agree. We saw the first episode of the second season and we thought, oh.
I think I'm only on the second season, but I don't think they know where they're going.
There's only two seasons. They don't know
the second
where
episode
going.
Of the first season.
The first season of the second episode of the first of the second. You've seen the first episode of the second season. I agree. I'm with you on that.
And then my friend Matt Howey.
I just love her so much.
I do love her so much. She is so good, and I do not like Joel. But Matt Howey, who founded Metafilter, is a great follow on Twitter. And he made a good point that she never practices her comedy anymore. Like, she had that notebook that she brought around.
It's not realistic because she just gets up on stage and says whatever she thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think that's actually how it works.
No, I don't think it is.
I might be wrong, but I think people write jokes. I may be wrong on that.
So what I like about the Apple TV app is that it's finally got, well, first of all, it has Amazon stuff. That's Mrs. Maisel.
That is new. Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were fighting over that, right?
Yeah. So I have a treadmill at home and I like to watch TV on it while I'm exercising. And so
Miami Vice. There's a good one.
I don't know who was watching Miami Vice.
Yeah, sure.
I think that was, I don't know if I'll say that word, but.
It's actually pretty funny. It's alumni of Second City TV, SCTV, one of my favorite.
It's a good show. So I love everything's here just waiting for me.
I'll tell you this. Apple TV, they want that to be your homepage. Mm-hmm. And I used to turn it off because I don't want it. It's gotten to the point now, you're actually not in the TV app, are you?
Yeah, I am.
My TV app does not look like that.
Wait, maybe I'm not in the TV app.
Now you're in the TV app.
Oh, what was I
so
there?
You were in just the homepage.
Oh, and I guess the homepage is showing me everything.
Yeah, this is the TV app. So... But that actually highlights what I didn't like about the TV app was you couldn't get right to Netflix. You have to choose by show.
Right.
But as they've gotten better and better in the Up Next, if you're continuing a series of shows, it's really handy for you.
Yeah, it is really handy.
Yeah, and I like the UI. But as you scroll down, you'll see this is the new Apple TV. You can't just go to Netflix. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And they use it, as one would expect, to promote Carpool Karaoke.
Right. Well, that's, I like stuff. That other
page. Keep scrolling.
Page.
Keep scrolling. There's more.
Is there more?
There should be.
Oh, yeah.
So,
look at all that.
So this is where you get trending TV. This looks a little bit like the Netflix interface, right? Choose your holiday mood, hit TV shows. So this is more of the idea is, you don't want to go to Netflix or Amazon Prime. You want to see all the shows that are available to you and then pick the one you want.
So. Mm-hmm. See, I'm just waiting for something that's embarrassing. Oh, Grey's Anatomy. That's my daughter watching that.
I'll show you mine. You'll be embarrassed.
No, thank you.
Because we all share the same Apple TV. So, the kids started going back through Walking Dead from episode one.
Yeah.
And so that'll be there. And it'll look like I just started watching Walking Dead, which I did. And a lot of horror movies. Do you know there's about 8 different Krampus movies?
I don't even know what a Krampus is. Krampus.
So there's the new Krampus movie.
Oh my goodness!
Which is the one on the left. But there's many. I didn't realize that there were so many Krampus movies. Krampus is evil Santa.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You know what else the Apple TV does? I don't know if it's fixed it yet, but when I was looking for the show that You're the Worst, let's see if it still does this. You're the Worst.
Did she say, oh, thank you?
That doesn't sound good.
Stop it, Siri. Just get out of the way, Siri.
Well, it's like that was somebody programmed that to be funny, but it's like, no, I want the show You're the Worst.
It's called.
And
could you do You're the Worst Show? That would then they would show
You're
iOS
You're the
today.
Worst Show.
No.
Doesn't sound good.
Siri, got to get out of the way.
So should I put those Krampus on my up next list?
I would watch the one on the far left, the newest Krampus.
The newest Krampus, that's what you recommend.
Is actually, it's a comedy horror show.
Okay.
Did you like Get Out?
Yes, I love
that's,
Get Out.
That's a new genre I'd never heard of, comedy horror.
Okay, so maybe I would like it. Is it as good as Get Out? Like,
no,
Get Out was like
it's good, though.
Comedy, horror, social commentary.
No, there's no social commentary in this, except
don't waste my time.
Bad on Christmas because Krampus is going to come and get you. It's fun. I think it's fun. You know who would love it?
Oh, we're watching Riverdale all of a sudden.
Milo and Huck.
Oh, they probably would.
They would adore it.
What's it rated?
Oh, I'm sure it's R-rated. I don't know. It's a horror movie. What do you want?
I don't know.
I don't think there's any nudity. As if, like, far worse than violence. Naked people.
Oh, yeah.
Shocking.
I'm trying to get to the home, but just so this nonsense
so
gets
my point back. Again was, for a long time, I didn't want Apple TV to be my home button, and you can change that in the settings. I had just the regular home, but Apple TV's gotten good enough that I've now make that my, as Apple wants you to do, made that my home button. But you can turn it on or off, so look in the settings for that.
And also a health tip, if I may. If you have trouble exercising,
who doesn't?
Binge a show while you're exercising.
No, that's a great
idea.
You
don't have to have like an Apple TV, but
make it your rule that you can only watch the show when you're on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great idea.
I heard that recently on a podcast.
No, really?
Did you? Yes.
I've been saying that for years.
You have? Oh, you should do podcasts.
I should.
You'd
be great at that.
That
sounds like so much fun. And you know, big bucks too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hear.
I mentioned something this year, and I think it's new this year. I've looked for a great IRC client for the iPad for a long time, and I mentioned not so many weeks ago, but I think it's worth re-mentioning Mutter, M-U-T-T-E-R, because I know a lot of you want to be in our chat room while you're watching the show. This is a really great client for the iPad, and it's still connecting. I can make it bigger, too. Let's go back here. I can make the text bigger usually by pinching and zooming. Well, it's not working. But it's still connecting. That's why. All right. This is a really nice, I think, IRC client. Now, maybe it's just for watching our shows, but their IRC actually is still around, has a lot of great channels you can participate in. And this one is free. Mutter, M-U-T-T-E-R. And the best iOS IRC. C-L-I-E-N-T.
Okay, so you have to help me because I'm just named Mutter in there because this is me. This
slash
is me.
No. I could tell you what to do.
Okay.
Type slash NickServe, N-I-C-K-S-E-R-V.
Serve.
And then put the name you want.
No serve. Don't Nick serve.
Yeah, turn off autocorrect. That is not helpful.
And then I...
space your name.
Space.
Is that right? Or is it Nick? You have to say Nick first. Say Nick and then...
No slash?
Slash? Slash means no one will see it in the
Nick.
Room. It's just a command.
Slash Nick. Then... Oh, Nick.
Actually, slash Nick name. That's right. Slash... You don't need a new Nick, sir. Slash Nick space name.
Oh.
Yeah, not name.
Oh, I get it. Nick
slash Nick. And the name you would like
Marvelous
to be.
Marvelous Mrs. Megan.
Megan. I like it.
Okay.
That's your new nickname.
Fit, though.
Yeah,
hey.
Sure. There's no limit to the size. now you're coming in from Mutter.
No.
I'll put you on our ZNC server, then you won't need to do that.
Because anymore. I like to use my iPad during shows now instead of my laptop.
I agree. This is and if you know, if you're using your computer or something and you can have the chat just always running the iPad, that's really a nice little feature. So thank you, Jonathan, for Mutter.
Okay, what else do we have?
Next.
No, I've searched and searched for a favorite Apple Watch app of the year, and I realized there was nothing new that I loved.
Cardiogram's pretty good.
Yes, I
we haven't talked about Cardiogram, have we?
You don't mean the ECG app?
Yeah. No. Yeah, ECG.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. That's how I realized I was still... Remember, I had an inconclusive response, and then I went to the doctor.
You're still dead.
No.
That's ECG, sorry. Yeah, Cardiogram is a third-party app that does...
Yeah, I guess that's a good app. I don't know. I mean, I kept posting my ECG on Twitter saying I'm alive, and then somebody responded that saying that it looked like it was too low. It was like 68, and that I should go to the doctor. And so it was exactly what we talked about. Like, I was, you know, I looked it up. I'm healthy. I binge watch on and run on the treadmill, so... I think 68 is normal for a 48-year-old woman who exercises 6 to 7 days a week. But he said it was too low and I might be dying.
He's so wrong. He's so wrong. 68, low is good, unless it's like 32.
Yeah,
you're an athlete. 68 actually is higher than it should be. So, see, I'm 79 beats per minute. 68 is good. No, you want your resting heart rate to be down in the 60s or even 50s. And if you're an elite athlete, it might even be down in the
40s. I am an elite athlete.
I think you're pretty close. So this is, as we talked about last week, and I won't repeat it, I have some misgivings, and I've seen doctors. There was a post from a doctor this week saying he really is not crazy about this idea. The main point, we'll say it again, Apple says it, it is not for diagnosing anything but atrial fibrillation or AFib. And frankly, I don't think you should use it to diagnose AFib. You should, if the doctor has diagnosed AFib, or if, you know, if you really do have a problem, then you can use it and in conjunction with your doctor to give him results. And that's okay. That's useful. This doctor who just wrote recently this week said, I'm getting all these people calling me saying they're sick. And this is a real problem because they're not. But they're either misreading or misunderstanding what the Apple Watch is telling them. Mm-hmm. So it is really, I think, more limited than one might think. Yet, I have to say, that might be the watch app of the year. That's a pretty darn good new app for 2018. I'm just thinking of what else.
Well, I think
Drafts was updated this year. And Drafts is... I have mixed feelings about the new Drafts. Drafts I really like, and we've talked about it many times. Drafts 2 really seems to be more about making money than it does seeming about adding huge new features. On the other hand, it's such a great program, I don't mind sending him money. Drafts is a way to quickly enter text and then at your leisure process it, whether it's a calendar, to-do list, journal entry, notes, whatever. So Drafts 2 came out this year, and that's a watch app as well. Mm-hmm. You know what else I use on my watch that I really like? And I mentioned this, I think it was my pick last week, is Day 1. And Day 1 2 is brand new. And the second version of Day 1, I think, is excellent for journaling. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Well, I think that in terms of the Apple Watch, I really like all the new complications of the Apple Watch.
There you go.
And the new watch
Watch
faces.
Series 4. Awesome.
And I am just
Which
started
using
the fancy one. What is this one called? The chronograph?
Infograph. You're using the Infograph with the analog face. I'm using Infograph with the digital face. But I agree that these new complications make this much more valuable.
Because the one thing that was missing from this was a complication. God bless you. You did just sneeze on me.
It was mostly cheese flavored coffee.
The one thing missing from the Infograph face was a complication for pocket casts, and now they added one, so I can always have my pocket casts.
Credit to pocket
there.
Casts for that.
Yes. Yeah. So all my podcasts.
Look at
right
that.
There.
Mm-hmm. Does Apple's podcast have a complication? I don't think it does. Maybe it does.
It probably does. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the clean one.
I think that's... I don't know. Do we cover everything? All of our favorites?
The constraint, I have other favorites, but the constraint is they had to come out this year. There's a new one. I don't want to call it a favorite yet, but I've talked before about Pythonista, which allows you to write Python on your iPad. Mm-hmm. There's a new JavaScript style program based on Pythonista. I'll review it and I'll get back to you on that. But that just came out this week, and I have a feeling that might end up also being a favorite. Swift Playgrounds is also great. I like, and I don't know if it came out this year, but your app cap from a couple of months ago, brilliant.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I'm getting more and more brilliant, and I actually paid for a year subscription on this one, so I give you credit for helping me discover a great program. Brilliant is a way to learn. It's a game that will teach you logic, computer programming, physics. It's designed around science, and it's taken its time to load here. I'm not sure why. But it's a really challenging program that's fun, but will also expand your horizons considerably. And I don't know if that's new this year, but I had never heard of it before. So thank you for sharing that one with me. I really do like that. Here's another one that's a fun one if you want to learn. And I know a lot of you are interested in circuitry and circuit logic. This is called circuitry. And it teaches you AND gates, OR gates, NAND gates. You can see I haven't gotten too far with problems that you have to solve. So it gives you these problems, and then you can move this stuff around and connect the dots, trying to solve the problem using logic gates, which is kind of fun. I highly recommend it. That's also another one. I think it came out this year. Circuitry.
Yeah, that is. I remember when you.
Yeah, that was one of my app caps from the year. You can see, really, the stuff that survives. There's only a few things that really survive because they're good.
Survive.
Did Stardew Valley come out this year?
Stardew Valley.
I think it might have. This is also a very popular game. With Stardew Valley, you are a farmer, and you get to. Tend your farm. I'm actually out on the pier now where I can do some fishing. It's 8-bit. It's based, I think it's probably based on a famous 8-bit game. If Kevin were here, he would know. He's got the day off. But you get different items. You can do different tasks. You have to, the goal really is to keep your farm up to date. And I've wandered far away from my farm, so I should probably go back.
$7.99.
Stardew Valley. Oh, you'll get more than $70.99 out of playing this. I'm sure there's in-app purchases as well. This is one of those games that draws you in, and you end up checking 20 times a day to make sure your farm is doing
Eric
okay.
Barone or Baroni, depending on whether he pronounces
Stardew it. Stardew Valley. I think that came out this year. I may be wrong. Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, there it is. Live the good life in Stardew Valley.
I would like to buy a house in Stardew Valley. Where
you know,
would I
you
start?
Need a mortgage, probably,
yeah,
right? Because I don't think
I do
it's houses
yeah.
there are $50, $60.
Yeah,
you might
exactly.
Go
I
get
might
some.
Need Rocket Mortgage.
You might need Rocket Mortgage. Yeah. Quicken Loans, the number one lender in the country, rightly so. They're number one in your hearts and now number one in your pocket because they're the largest. This is really cool. This is the kind of story I like. For 9 years in a row, they've been number one in customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Number one in customer satisfaction, 9 years in a row. But the big bank kept beating them until last year, December of last year, exactly 1 year ago. Quicken Loans was able to announce, yeah, we are now the biggest lender in the country. And I think that goes hand in hand with making people happy. They're customer-centric, customer-focused. I'll give you an example. Rocket Mortgage, we've been talking about that all year. Rocket Mortgage, an entirely online mortgage approval process made for people like you and me. We don't have to go to the bank. We don't have to fill out a 20-page application. Most importantly, we don't have to do all that homework, you know, finding pay stubs, bank statements. Calling the bank and saying, can I get my bank statement from 2011 is not fun. Calling, but what's worse, calling a previous employer saying, I need my pay stubs. They will laugh at you. But you don't have to with Rocket Mortgage. They do the work for you. It's a part of a three-step process they call the power buying process. Here's how it works. Step one, you answer a few simple questions. No 20-page application. You could do it online, too, at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Now, once you've done that, and literally, this is within about 10 minutes, they're going to be able to tell you what loans you qualify for. You pick the term, the rate, the down payment, and now you're in. You've got pre-qualified approval, but that's when the next part begins. Step two, verified approval. Within 24 hours in most cases, Quicken Loans verifies your income, assets, and credit and gives you a letter called verified approval. You print it out, you give it to your realtor or the person selling the home you want to buy, and it says they're good for it. They've got the loan. It gives you the strength of a cash buyer right up front. You get first in line because there's no contingency. You got the loan. Even better, the third step that kicks in immediately, once you're verified, you qualify for their all-new exclusive Rate Shield approval. This is timely because rates are going up. As you know, the Fed's raising interest rates. That means home loan rates will go up as well. And as they go up, every time they go up, even if it's an eighth of a point or a quarter of a point, that means tens of thousands of dollars out of your pocket over the life of the loan. That's a big deal. And I think that in the back of your head, it pressures you to buy before you're ready or to buy a house that's not exactly perfect. With Rate Shield approval, you get 90 days to shop. They lock your rate for up to 90 days. The rates could go up at any time in those 3 months, but yours won't. If rates go down, yours will go down, but rates will not go up. And that is awesome. It takes all the anxiety out of home hunting. Look, it's easy. Go. All you have to do is get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Rate Shield approval is only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. We thank Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans for supporting our show, making it possible. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today.
Have you updated your devices to 12.1?
Is it time again?
0.2.
Am I crazy, or have there been more updates this year than in the past?
There was an app update just last week or 2 weeks ago, and now there's another one.
So yeah, it feels like they're coming out fast and furious.
Well, there was an eSIM bug, and this fixes it.
Oh, yeah. 12.1.2. They turned on the eSIMs with 12.1.1, and now they've got – I don't even have 12.1.1.
You don't?
No.
I know you have it on your iPhone because you updated last week in order to get the ECG thing.
Okay.
But so you don't have 12.
On my iPad, I'm still behind. It seems like they should, but they're not offering me that. That's very confusing.
Oh, they're only offering you
12.1.1. Let me look on my phone and see. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows?
Who does know?
Who does know? No one knows.
Does anybody?
But here on my phone, 12.1.2, fixing the bugs introduced with 12.1.1 with the eSIM.
I only have 12.1.1 on my, but I thought I had 12.1.2.
Well, let me download it. You don't mind if we stop the show and download.
Why stop the show?
Right.
Let's just keep going. Criticize each other's outfits again while we're waiting.
Yeah, there's always something to do on iOS today. That's the good
news. I have 12.1.2 on my phone.
So do I.
Is it possible that it's just...
No.
No, they don't do that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we will. So we can move on.
Yes, let's.
This is a funny story.
But do update. And by the way, one of the things that's cool about iOS is compared to every other operating system in the world, iOS users update almost immediately all the time. And that actually is a good thing. It not only means they're more secure, but we're all more secure because, of course, updates, which prevent not just bugs, but prevent, you know, exploits, hacking, if somebody gets hacked, they're a threat to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. They spread that hack. They could attack the internet unwittingly, things like that. So it's a good thing that you're on a platform that gets updated regularly and almost everybody who's using it updates. So update. Sorry. That was a little public service announcement.
Yes.
Now back to my cheese latte.
So the best of, we mentioned that Apple came out with their best ofs, which rival our best ofs, obviously. Ours were more thoughtful than theirs.
I think so.
But they theirs can influence a lot.
I know where you're going to go here.
the meditation app fight between Calm and...
So Calm.com is a sponsor of our shows, we should say.
They are?
In the past, Headspace has been as well.
Yes.
There's a big battle between these two meditation apps. Calm.com this year, I'm very proud to say, got picked as the app of the year.
2017.
I'm sorry, last year. Yeah. And Headspace did not. And that has really, just to show you how powerful this is, according to the Wall Street Journal, how many subscriptions did they get because of that? I mean, they jumped ahead of Headspace, which was the market leader for a long time. And at least at Calm.com, they credit it with Apple's pick.
Mm-hmm.
Apple's picks mean a lot.
They do, but it's just so funny that they had this, that they're fighting over these meditation apps that are supposed to.
They're not fighting. They're not. They're competing in the marketplace.
It's a battle.
I'll tell you why. Okay, so I love them both, and I've used them both, but I use Calm for sleep. Have you heard the sleep stories on Calm? They're so great. They've got Stephen Fry.
They have stories, yeah.
Imagine Matthew McConaughey reading you a sleep story and putting you to sleep. All right, all right, all right. Mm-hmm. it's time to go to sleep.
I usually have like 7 or 8 meditation apps on my phone at all times. Otherwise, I get anxious if I don't have 7 or 8 there.
Calm also is on American Airlines. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, next time you fly American, you'll see they put... This is actually smart. You're getting on a plane. There's a certain amount of anxiety, right? Even if you're not afraid of flying, you know, you might miss a connection. You're traveling. It's always anxious. So they put one of the... Calm has all these beautiful scenes. They put one of the scenes up in the Calm stuff. They don't do the meditation, but the Calm music. And I think it's a really good idea to calm everybody.
Yeah. Do you want $25?
Yes.
Okay. I'll show you how to get it. You can add two... If you add $200... Oh, sorry. Not $25. $20. If you add $200 to your iTunes account right now, they'll give you $20 back. So you have to open this up.
So what I'm getting is $200 for $180.
Essentially,
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you're getting...
But you see that all the time when people sell gift cards. There's often... so this would be a good time to stock up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because we're going to spend $200 in the... I mean, you could also get...
$10.
It's basically 10% back. So you can get a dollar if you buy $10.
This is a good tip.
$100. We'll have the link...
Do you have to do that in the store or?
No, you just go to this link and I could do it right now. I'm going to add $10 to my account right now.
It's really Apple, right?
It's really Apple. Yes.
That's a reasonable thing to ask.
Yes, this opened iTunes. No, it is a reasonable thing to ask. It's good. And then I click next. It might show my address or my credit card or something like that. And then I just confirm. I'm not really going to do that because I might as well because that's a dollar back. That's a free app.
I think this is a good idea. If you think you're going to buy $100 or $200 or whatever amount of apps over the next year, or even it's forever, right? It doesn't expire.
No. So we'll put a link in our show notes, but you can also, just Google it. And there's a story by Business Insider and Fortune, and they all have the link there too. Basically you just have to go to this link and it opens up iTunes.
Nice.
And then I just got myself a dollar.
Nice.
Okay, other news that I found important. Taylor Lorenz is one of my favorite writers. She writes for The Atlantic. She writes mostly about influencers.
Yeah,
which
she's great.
Fascinating to me.
And I'm glad to know that it's a her. Because I read this and I wasn't sure if Taylor could be a man or a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you for letting me know that.
We have had her on. We have had her on Tech News Weekly a few times talking about her stories.
Yes.
This one is so weird. It's bananas. Rising Instagram stars are posting fake sponsored content. So do you remember the day when we were like starting out blogging and such? And like, it was like, if you pay, you know, like sponsored content was sort of like why are you using your personal account to sell me stuff? Like, do that on your business.
Yeah.
Now it's a sign of success. So they're like pretending to have sponsored content. And it's like, that's us. Like, we would have fake ads. Like, can you imagine like just having a fake ad so people would think we were legitimate? To think that you hired people who didn't, you know, fall all over their words and such like that.
No, I can understand. I mean, we've never done that, but I can understand why one would do that because it makes you sound like you're a big shot. And if you're on Instagram and you're trying to be an influencer, you know how much money real influencers make per ad?
And I don't know if that, like...
It's not right, I don't think. I think it's a big problem. It's one of the reasons I'm not on Instagram.
But is it regular people or are we talking about people like Busy Phillips who like was famous before and now she's a...
A lot of them are regular people. They tend to be... There's people like comics who can be fat, ugly guys, but most of the rest of them tend to be attractive young women.
Male comics.
Yeah, male ugly male comics or attractive young women.
Mm-hmm.
And, all you have to do is go to the Instagram account called Boyfriends of
Instagram. Oh, yeah, I saw
Instagram.
You talking about that on Twitter.
Most of these are influencers. You can even get, and I really want to get it next Halloween, the influencer costume for Halloween. Which is a sport bra, yoga pants, sunglasses, black baseball cap, blonde hair, and tennis runners.
And I'll be the boyfriend.
And you can, and then I'll do all the angles, and you can do all the shots.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then maybe we too can make money from sport tea brands.
Sport tea? Like.
Yeah, you know, sport tea. You know, they all advertise like these diet teas, right? That's one of the big Instagram thing. I am so glad to be off of that thing.
Well, there's also a lot of people who like young kids who are influencers. Did you see that piece? I think it might have been in the New York Times.
Yeah, babies.
Yeah, like baby influencers.
Yeah. Like, in fact, you get to a certain age, you really lose. You can't do the baby influencing anymore.
I know. Well, my twins were adorable when they were little.
All babies are adorable.
The boat.
You missed the boat.
Yeah. They're no good.
It's a lot of work.
At 13.
Nope. No good to me now. They just suck the money right out of you. Yeah.
You can listen to Apple Music on your Alexa devices.
Well, it's about time. I know. I'm really happy about it. I'm kind of surprised. No.
Okay.
I have the family account. I should tie them together.
I'm pretty excited about this because I have Amazon Echoes basically in every room.
Sure you do.
And let's see. I guess you just have to do with the skill, the Apple Music skill. They never make this easy. Skills and games. Let's look for Apple Music. Apple Music. There it is. And then enable to use. And now I can start listening to... I wonder if it listens the same as my HomePod does. Interesting. So I sign in with my Apple ID and now you can... Now our HomePods are basically trash.
Yeah, it really was the only feature, wasn't it, that the HomePod had?
No, the HomePod is still a better speaker than most of my Amazon Echoes. Also, I use the HomePod with HomeKit so I can turn my Christmas tree off and on and things like that.
I actually, this morning, was listening to my HomePod because they've... Oh, now we're calm. I was... Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. That's the Calm app. I was going to play Matthew McConaughey helping us sleep. You want to hear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying, I listened to Springsteen because the new Springsteen on Broadway soundtrack came out. And because it's on Apple Music, I was able to say, hey Shlomo, play Springsteen on Broadway. Oh. And it was great.
I'm going to do that this morning. Tonight.
Easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress. I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Matthew.
Let's ask the question.
Yeah.
How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment, the one we're in? I mean, how often do we really feel what's happening within?
I keep imagining him in Dazed and Confused, like leaning out of the
allowing
car.
Allowing ourselves.
Any minute now, Matthew's going to be interrupted.
Inspired.
By an iOS subject.
Gratitude for the mystery.
Yep, boom, he's gone. So there you go, Matthew McConaughey. Now that's why Calm is winning.
Yeah.
Calm's a sponsor, I should mention. But they didn't pay for that.
Yeah, they didn't pay. They didn't pay for that. That was fake sponsored content. That was.
Oh, you're right. It was, wasn't it? See, we do it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing like, by the way, a Starbucks cheese latte for the holidays.
More fake sponsored content. Rent the runway. What else do we have? Also, Apple doesn't pay us to do this show.
No,
either.
Quite notably. We pay them to do the show. How much did I spend last month on Apple gear?
Oh, God. A lot. And it is all worth it.
Mm.
Totally worth it.
You know what? I actually like this iPad Pro so much that I bought one for my mom. Oh. And she, because you know, when she was on the show, she noticed. She said, oh, that would be. And she is an artist. So she immediately put Procreate on it and she's drawing with the pencil. I give her a pencil that says, "You go, old lady." And no one says her name. I was going to put Dream Girl on it. Then I thought, yeah. So
then we get confused when we had them together.
Yes.
That's a mind.
Hers just says her name. And I got her the keyboard. She's very happy. That was her Christmas gift. So Apple, even though they pay us nothing and we give them tons of free publicity, it's kind of worth it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
There's no find your Apple Pencil thing, is there?
Nor is there a find your AirPods. Well, there is
a find
if you go to find your phone and find your AirPods, you could play a sound through your AirPods, which you can't hear.
I believe mine is on my desk next to my
Your pencil?
No, I don't think I lost it.
If anybody finds a pencil that says Dream Girl,
yes,
it's hers or my mom's.
I'm pretty sure it's because you know what, I don't like holding the iPad with the pencil.
I know I have a special place that I put it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want to know more.
No, I don't. Okay, we have questions to answer. We have our app caps.
But
first, I want to talk about how good I am at
grammar.
You're a
good communicator.
Really good.
Your communication.
At least when I'm writing, I am.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because you study this in school. Mm-hmm. I study Chinese, but still, I think I'm pretty good in my grammar and my spelling. I'm the best in my class. Nevertheless, we both find great value in Grammarly. Mm-hmm. Grammarly, I think people think it's going to be a nanny looking over your shoulder saying, oh, you didn't put a comma there. No, Grammarly helps you. It's not. I don't even want to say it's a grammar checker. It is a communication tool that helps people improve their writing. Yes, mistake-free, but also clear and effective. And that's what you want when you're writing. Show your best self through your writing. Grammarly is on every platform. They have a great iOS keyboard, which really is fun. There's also an online browser extension. There's a desktop editor. Now, they do have a free product, which reviews critical spelling and grammar. But I think you really ought to get Grammarly Premium. You're getting a lot out of that. Mm-hmm. You get those emails every week that tells you how smart you are, you know, where your grade is. It looks out for spelling, grammar, plus advanced punctuation, structure. This is a hard thing to do for a computer. It understands context, so it knows style within the context. If you're writing an essay, that's different from writing a business proposal or a blog post, and it understands that and will help you write better for that medium. Vocabulary suggestions, I really love those. Conciseness and readability for different occasions. So you got to improve your writing, no matter what you're doing with Grammarly. Use it to double-check important papers and documents. Students have to have Grammarly. But at work, you don't want to be embarrassed by, and Lisa loves this. Sometimes Lisa's emails, I've mentioned this before, are a little brusque. You've gotten them. I've gotten them. Grammarly will say, you know, you might want to put a couple of little pleases and thank yous in there. Personalize your experience. Change your settings to write for different occasions. And it can remember new words, of course. So as your vocabulary expands, it will expand with you. We love Grammarly. And you're going to love it, too. That's why we've got a special deal for you. When you go to Grammarly.com/iOS today, you'll get 20% off Grammarly Premium. Grammarly, no E's in Grammarly, Grammarly.com/iOS today. 20% off your Grammarly Premium account. I really appreciate what Grammarly does for my writing. I know you will too, and we thank them for supporting iOS today.
John sent us a video. Now, John is a reporter, mm-hmm. In Bozeman. Mm-hmm. So it's a little long, but I feel like it's worth it.
Let's enjoy.
Yes.
I have my cheese latte. I'm ready.
Okay, you have time.
Sit back and enjoy.
Hi there. I'm John Shearer. I'm a television reporter, and this is Yellowstone National Park. It's where I work 1 or 2 days a week. And
wow.
Yeah, that's a herd of bison right over there.
They're so jealous.
They just walked right up here. You can see some of the hoof prints right over here. I decided to let them kind of wander on their way. After all, they outweighed me by about 1,000 pounds each. This is off-grid territory. It's off-cell. There's no 4G. There's no cloud. There's no nothing out here. And you know, even in places where the grid is not that far away, you can't just walk into a ranger station or even a visitor center and say, hey, I need an outlet and a desk right now. Where can I go? They'll just laugh at you. So most of the time, you're just working out of the front seat of the car anyway. So I'm intrigued by the iPad Pro when I hear about the computing power it has. And that could be useful to me. It could help me reduce the size of my kit.
Holy cow.
I'd like to know about is the chance that Apple may port some version of Final Cut Pro, which is what I added on. I'd love to see a Final Cut version that has at least 3 video channels and at least 3 audio channels. A few more would be great, but, you know, that could be gotten away with. And the USB-C port, I think, offers a lot of promise. I already have all the USB-C adapters for the MacBook Pro, and I'd love to be able to plug some of those in, read cards, of course, but also be able to access a hard drive, which would include some keyboard shortcuts, because I do use the keyboard shortcuts. And, it doesn't necessarily have to run off of a keyboard. Maybe if there's a touch equivalent, that would be fine. Touchscreen interface is fine, though I would probably use the Apple Pencil, because when I'm trying to look at video on the screen, I don't want my fingers smudging up the screen all of the time. I would also have to have some version of compressor on there as well, mm-hmm. because I have to export in specific formats.
Oh, and none of this everything's in the cloud stuff. Out here, you need physical connections because there really isn't anything else.
So that's what I'm interested in finding. That would make life for me here in the park a little bit easier. I'd like to find out what you know about it.
Yeah, I mean, there are other editing programs you might want to take a look at. I think iMovie does a lot of what you want. He wants three audio tracks. He wants three or more video tracks. I think he could probably do that in iMovie.
What about LumaFusion?
That's the one I was going to suggest.
Yeah, iMovie is fine for me. But I put out on Twitter if anybody uses LumaFusion and how it compares to Final Cut Pro. There's apparently a couple people, Jonathan Morrison and Christopher Lawley, who are, they have YouTube channels and they do everything on the iPad and they, you know, write all about the iPad. Renee Ritchie has talked about it. He has not found any, he does not think that LumaFusion or iMovie, he said iMovie is easier to use and faster. LumaFusion is not powerful enough.
Really? I'm surprised he says that. It does do the things that John wanted. It does do. It does multiple tracks. In fact, you can see I'm doing timeline editing on LumaFusion right here. It also has audio tracks, transitions. For news, for what we used to call in the news business, A-B cutting, I think it's fine, and that's what he was doing in his video. By the way, nice job, John. I appreciate that. I think LumaFusion is actually a pretty good choice. I'm surprised that Renee said it doesn't do. It isn't Final Cut, and the really the tough one's going to be for you is this compressor issue. Compressor is the program that's used by Final Cut to export video, and you're absolutely right. This is not going to give you a variety of choices. In fact, What it offers you when you say export is merely a variety of cloud services. Let's see if we can get different formats out of here. We can get project settings, which actually I think this is going to be nice for a few of the things you want to do. You can choose the aspect ratio, and you're on TV, so probably you're going to choose something more like 4:3 than 16:9, that kind of thing. Frame rate as well. But I don't see anything to say, hey, I want to export this in MP5 instead of MP4 or that kind of thing. You notice it does work with a lot of external sources, including Western Digital drives. So you can, if you had a Western Digital drive that had a Wi-Fi connection, you could bring in assets that way, maybe your lower thirds or your channel ID, that kind of stuff. It does have titles, transitions. You can bring in music from iTunes. I'm not sure what Gnarbox is. It sounds like it's probably like the Western Digital Wi-Fi drive, just another source for content. That's LumaFusion. The other one that probably is not what you want is MuseMage, which is really designed to kind of automate the process, which I think probably is not for you exactly what you're going to want. This is kind of more of a simple editor, but it is an interesting touch on there. I would look at MuseMage, LumaFusion, and maybe even iMovie will do the stuff you want. It's the exporting that you're going to be, I think, a little disappointed in all three cases. And I don't think that that's really because of the apps as much as the limitations of the iPad. This thing is more than fast enough to do some of the things Compressor does. But you're not going to get ProRes out of this. You're probably not going to get, you know, a variety of different codecs. It's going to be, you know, the native iPad codecs, and that's it.
Yeah, I think that once we see what Photoshop, the real Photoshop on the iPad looks like, I think that might be able, they'll be able to tell what the future's going to bring.
Yeah, well, a question was, is Adobe going to ever put Premiere on there? And I would think Apple before Adobe. I mean, Apple should, this is where it's kind of a funny thing. I'm not convinced, well, we've talked a lot about whether Apple is going to replace Macintosh with iOS and iPad. And in order to, if they did do that, they would have to, absolutely have to, put things like Final Cut out. Photoshop would have to come out. I don't, Adobe's not going to put Premiere on the iPad Pro. So really it's going to be up to Apple, I think, to put Final Cut. When you see Xcode and Final Cut on an iPad, then you know Apple's beginning the transition, to replacing, you know, Macintosh with iPad. There is a new project come out from Adobe that is in early stages that maybe is intended to be Premiere, and you see I have it also. I have all of them. This is Adobe's Rush, and this is intended to be a video editor in the cloud. That's why I don't mention it, because he said, I don't have cloud connectivity. The idea of Rush is it's all about online. It's going to have more capabilities, perhaps, but if you don't have connectivity, it's not going to be much help to you. So, yeah, I think really you're probably going to want to get a laptop. I hate to say it, John, but that's probably the best way to do it.
For now.
For now. Until Apple puts, at some point, I think Apple has to put Final Cut on an iPad. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're not going to take the iPad seriously as a creation device. It's tempting. You want it. You really do want it to. I mean, this is so portable and easy.
Yeah, it can do almost everything.
Yeah, it's not quite there yet.
We got an email from Jerry. He said, my six-year-old granddaughter has asked for a karaoke machine to sing to. Do you have any experience with karaoke apps for the iPad? I looked in the App Store and found many, but noticed the majority of them require
mostly
in-app
junk.
Purchases. Yeah.
Mostly junk.
So, yeah, they're mostly long, you know, just subscriptions, like $7.99. They're the same as the coloring book apps, because
right.
they know a kid's going to do it. So it's like $7.99 a week, or, you know, $39.99.
And I wouldn't even mind that. I mean, I don't mind buying another new songs, right?
Yeah.
But they're not very good is really more
right.
of the issue.
Well, one thing I suggest when I do karaoke is I use YouTube.
There's a lot of karaoke on YouTube.
So, yeah, I have a link up here that... to
Let's
my
all
favorite
sing along.
Song to karaoke too.
Country Roads, mm-hmm. Take Me Home.
Yeah, and so you can see on my screen there's the...
Everybody, let's sing along.
In West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old.
You're much older
better.
Than the trees, younger than the mountains, rolling like a breeze.
So, just use YouTube.
That's great. The only thing it's not doing is recording.
Oh, you want to record too?
No, but
well,
I think
you can record
with a Type C now. John, I bet you could do this with a Type C. You could probably, somebody's going to make a Type-C little mini mixer that you could mix a microphone in and the music and then put it out on the big speakers and you're set.
USB 3.
Just use USB 3.
USB Mix 3.
Oh, the Mixpre 3 would work. We've already done that. That's right. I did last week in my gift guide. So get a sound device for only $800. Sound devices Mixpre 3 that I'll plug into here. You could put your microphone in that. You can take the music coming out of the iPad, mix it with that, play it out on the big speakers. You've got the best karaoke machine ever.
I did not know that recording yourself was part of karaoke. I thought you never wanted to see that again.
No, you don't. You
I
don't
never
record
want to see it, that again.
But
Why
you
would...
want to put it out on the speakers so that everybody else in the bar can hear you or the house or whatever.
Oh, I see.
Right? But you could do that. You could airplay it to the TV. You'd get the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked a lot, especially for a six-year-old, a lot of those karaoke apps are like community, like you upload it and then you're...
Musical.ly.
Right,
is
like
now,
Musical.ly.
Which is now, what TikTok. Is it, TikTok, yeah.
But so I would be careful with those because all of a sudden kids are uploading themselves, you know, when they're 7 or 8 and then maybe they're super embarrassed about that when they're 7.5 or 8.5 or 13.
By the way, I think 12.1.2 is only for the iPhone because I did 12.1.1 on my iPad and it's done. And it doesn't seem to, says my software is up to date. So that explains it, is that there is a software update for iPhone only, 12.1. Mm-hmm. That's unusual. Usually Apple keeps these in sync. So maybe they just don't have the iPad update out yet.
Maybe. We have one more video question that someone sent us. And this is a tough one. I do not have the answer. I hope you do. Matt had a question about sharing notes.
Hey there, Megan. Hey there, Leo. I'm hoping you guys can help me figure out something.
Well, we won't be able to figure it out.
Viewer,
oh, sorry.
Go back to the back when you were on cable days, when I was a student long ago in Texas, Toronto, Ontario, where I am now, and listening to your podcasts on my commute. What I'm hoping you guys can help me figure out is a way that I can share a note folder with someone. So, for example, these folders full of doctor stuff are the notes about doctor visits. And it would be nice if I could share the notes for my son and my daughter with my wife. Now, although it says share up here, this is actually going to share only this particular note, not the entire folder. I could share individual notes, but the reality is this is a lot of notes to share with somebody and to actually have show up. And it's just not, it's what I'm doing now, but it's not reasonable. What I'd like to do is just the folder, and any time that I update things, my wife sees it on her phone. So if she goes to see the doctor, she can quickly find what she needs. I know that I could probably, instead of doing several notes, like these 8 notes into one combined note, but then search isn't actually useful. So for example, if I were to look up allergy, these are the 3 notes about allergies related to my son. They're short, so I can find exactly what I need, and that's perfect. On the flip side, if I go to a note, like something longer, like this one over here that I did when I went to a workshop, say that I was looking for the word or the phrase MSSQL. I'll do a search for that, and what you'd expect is to find this note and find what you were looking for, but instead, yes, it's this note. This is the only one with that in there. Now I have to go through and actually read through to find what I need. Imagine this being all my doctor's visits. I'm not going to go to the point where that particular note is, which then makes it not so useful. Do you guys know of a way that I can actually share a folder of notes instead of an individual notes? Hoping you guys can help. Thanks a lot. Oh, and I guess before I say goodbye, I've looked at using Evernote. This is way easier because it's just native to our iPhones. But if I have to switch to using Evernote, that might be what I do. But I'd rather stay within the ecosystem because I kind of like it in here. And this time, thank you for real. Looking forward to your answer. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Boy, that would be a nice feature. I don't think that... I think the folder structure on notes really is kind of vestigial almost. Yeah. It doesn't really seem to have all...
I didn't even know that you could put notes in folders. Yeah. That wasn't even something I did. Web4589 in the chat room suggests OneNote.
Yeah, there are lots of other solutions that will do this, and that's the problem. He even mentioned Evernote. I bet Google Keep will let you do this. There are lots of solutions that let you do this.
He wants to
use the one that comes with every Apple device, and that is, I don't think there's any other choice.
But OneNote, you could have OneNote and sign into your Microsoft account.
A million, every other Note app will do this.
But you said on all devices.
No, but I mean, that's the point. He doesn't want to have anything third party. He wants to do this in notes. Yes, of course, there are plenty of third, but he knows that. There are plenty of third party apps that will do this. How do you do it in notes? That's the real question. And you're right. You could share individual notes, but it's not configured. It looks like it's not configured in any way to share folders. So I created a folder. And when I share, I'm sharing a note in the folder, not the folder itself, as he pointed out. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is share the folder, but as you can see, the folders itself don't have any interface for sharing. It's all based on a per note basis. I guess Apple could fix this. I don't see that capability as it stands. When you have Apples, when you have Macintosh. He was using a Macintosh, by the way, not an iPad or an iPhone. But that's the nice thing about Notes is it's completely cross-platform. But when you have it, you kind of have to do what Apple lets you do. And as far as I could tell, this is something only a third-party app could do. I understand what he's asking, which is, can you find a way to do this? I couldn't. Maybe somebody in the chat room would be able to figure that out, or somebody watching the show. You can always email Megan at twit.tv. Mm-hmm. And how can you share a folder? Don't send us, we know every other program in the world will do that. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, Apple, and I think part of it is, you're absolutely right, the folder organization isn't really a big part of Notes. And so, I tried long pressing it, sliding it, the share button. I just don't see any way that you can share an entire folder instead of the notes.
I stand by my OneNote recommendation, because what if you decide to switch to Windows? Then all your notes are there.
OneNote's a great choice.
What
it's free on all the platforms.
Goes out of business, yeah. And then you're stuck with Windows.
Well, I use my Synology NAS for notes, and that is completely cross-platform and does allow us to do all that kinds of sharing and so forth. There are a million solutions. Google Keep is cross-platform. Yeah. We'll go everywhere. But if you want to use an Apple solution, it looks like there's no other way to do it. Sorry.
Well, thanks I looked. For the question, Matt.
I
yeah,
looked.
I, did, I too looked.
Somebody else should find this for us.
Someone will find it while you take a nap on your Casper mattress.
I'm sure a way to do that. Oh, man. If you know, I am a big nap fan.
Me too. Naps are good.
Naps are good. And when you lie down on your Casper, whether it's at nighttime or nap time, you go to sleep faster, I think, and you sleep better. You're more comfortable. Casper is a sleep brand that just has revolutionized the mattress industry by eliminating the middleman. That was really a big problem in the mattress industry. Basically, mattress companies sell their mattresses to a mattress store, which then doubles or triples, in some cases, the price and sells it to you. And hard sell, too. Have you ever been in a mattress store?
I have.
Holy cow. Well, this is nice, but you'd really like this one, which is three times more. And don't forget the rotating beds edition. And Casper sells direct to customers, avoiding the middleman, avoiding the markup, avoiding the hard sell. But as you probably are saying to yourself, well, that's nice, Leo, but how do I know it's the right mattress for me if I can't lie on it ahead of time? Well, you can. You can lie on it for 100 nights and still return it. That's the way to try a mattress, to try it in your bedroom, take a nap on it, sleep on it, enjoy it for 100 days. If at any time in the first 100 days you say, I don't like it, they come and get it. They return every penny. Casper offers free delivery and painless returns within a 100-day period. You don't have to lie down in a showroom. You don't have to lay down your money in a showroom. Casper is premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost. Casper makes its mattresses in the U.S., upholding the highest environmental production standards. So your mattress smells fresh, comes in a surprisingly compact box. You open it up, there's your mattress. The original Casper mattress, that's what we sleep on, combines multiple supportive memory foams for a sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. And this is really important, it's breathable. Did you know that when you sleep, your body temperature goes down by a degree or two? That's normal. That's correct. That's how you want it. Unfortunately, there are a lot of mattresses out there which are basically insulation and keep you hot at night. A Casper mattress keeps you cool, long-lasting support and comfort. And it's very easy to buy online. Now, I want you to go to Casper.com/IOS today, Casper.com/IOS today, and you will save $50 towards select mattresses when you use the promo code IOS today at checkout. Casper.com/IOS today, promo code IOS today to save $50 on select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. You will, I promise you, love your Casper mattress. It is the best night's sleep you're ever going to have. Casper.com/IOS today. Use the promo code IOS today to save $50 on select mattresses. Thank you, Casper. If I'm well rested, I owe it to my cat purr. Casper. It is cat purr time.
It's cat purr.
Our cats purr on our Casper. Did you know that?
They do?
They do. They get on it and they go purr. Yeah, you saw Sammy.
We have three Caspers. The dog is only allowed on the boys' Caspers. He's not allowed on our Casper.
But I bet you he's always trying to get on it. He's about 800 pounds. I don't know.
Yeah, he does. No, he's a good dog. He knows he's Gilbert. Not allowed on there. Gilbert knows he's not allowed on there. We're wearing caps because it's app cap time.
I love your cap. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was a gift from one of our listeners.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess this should go like this, maybe.
I don't know.
I never know.
I'll have to get her back to tell us how to wear
it. Yes. This is the time we talk about our favorite app of the week. And mine is Gunman Taco Truck.
All the things I like the best rolled into one.
So this app was created by Donovan Braithwaite Romero.
Yeah.
Do you know John Romero, video game designer? This is his stepson.
Oh, that's so cool.
So his mother is also a game designer.
Doesn't hurt to have dad be like the most famous game designer in the world.
So he wanted to make a game because he liked a game that had something to do with gunmen and he likes tacos.
How old is he?
He was 10 when he did this game,
O-M-G.
And that was 2015, so now he's a little 13. Bit older, yes.
Oh, man, this is pretty good.
Are you sure you want to, I want to restart.
Let's play again.
I'm going to play easy.
Yeah, you know, please do. So there goes the taco truck.
So it's the year 2020.
Somehow I think dad might have had a little hand in this.
Accidentally set off 7 atomic bombs. So you can read about this, how he guided his storytelling.
Oh, that's so cool.
But didn't do everything.
Oh, man.
Do everything for
you
him.
Bad guy.
So this mutated most of the animals and some humans. You are a lone survivor of your family business. You need to get to Winnipeg, Canada, where it is safe to reestablish the business and escape the disaster.
They need a taco truck in Winnipeg.
Yeah, they do. They need more tacos. Everybody needs more tacos. So close your eyes if you don't like shooting, because I'm going to do some shooting.
Uh-oh. Is this the mutants shooting at you?
No, you get to shoot. So I'm in San Diego. My dear Lord, a taco maker. Yes, this guy is super excited about...
This is really cute.
This survivor looks hungry. Tap on your taco truck to start. So finish up this last taco before we hit the road. Okay, so I'm gonna add some cheese. I love the cheese tacos. Tap the tortilla to fold. Tap the tortilla's fold button to make the cheese taco. Good job. Swipe the finished taco to the plate. Here you go, sir. Here's your taco. And he tipped me. Vamanos. Let's go.
There's a lot of story. Is there some game in here?
Yes.
Okay.
Time to hit the road. Tap the tire button to leave town. Oh, tire button.
I hope a something.
Yeah, so I'm going to head to Phoenix.
Okay.
Everybody. And then I can swipe to move lanes if
oh,
I
look.
Want to. And then I want to tap the front of the truck to fire your gun. Tap on the front of the truck to fire your gun.
You can't. In front.
Oh, in front of the... Oh, right. So there's nothing to shoot. Oh, yeah. I'm going to shoot this skeeter, and then I'm going to pick up the skeeter to use in my taco meat.
Oh, gross.
Speeder. Sorry. Speeder, not a skeeter. Also, you know, I like fish tacos.
Are you supposed to hit the dogs? What are those?
Those are cows.
Oh, well, you do want some beef.
Them. Yeah. Not me. I'm a pescatarian.
Oh, you're yeah.
So I'm
going to
only eat this thing.
You play the game in the way you want to play it.
I like to eat spiders, too.
Mm-hmm.
Speeders. More fish for my tacos.
That's cute.
It is really cute. And
I love the story behind it. That's great.
You also can
my
shoot
dear Lord.
At cows. I know. I'll get you. I got you a beef taco. I know you
thank
like carne
you.
Asada.
Roadside signs are an excellent source of scrap metal. Hit it. Thank you.
Got some scrap metal to put in my tacos. Oh, I can repair and upgrade. I ran over that.
Oh, you lose points when you hit something.
Yeah. Speeder.
You know you can dodge, too,
right?
I got
some zombie meat in there. Oh, yeah, I could dodge. Yeah. I'm going to run over that guy, because why not?
You'll take damage if you run things over.
Eventually, I will get back to the taco, to the place where they need tacos, and I'll make some tacos. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm killing all these people.
This is awful. Stop it.
More speeders.
How much for this fine program, you might ask?
That's a good question. I think it was free, but I don't
worth
know.
Worth twice the price.
Worth twice the price. For a 10-year-old,
no,
it's
I'm
pretty
impressed.
Good. Pretty great.
Like I said, I think Dad has to have helped that a little on this. I can't.
And Mom is also a game designer.
And Mom is a game designer, too.
Yes.
So it was a family project.
I got a D.
Remember, you could switch your gun to fully automatic.
Okay. And now I'm back to making tacos in the strontium cabbage shop. time for some fun. Okay, let's feed them some tacos. I have a recipe book.
Oh, this is cool.
So I can make these three tacos.
Because of what you captured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So gunman, taco, truck.
Steam, iOS, and Android.
Does
totally cross-platform.
So, yeah, and then I have all my speeder, my catfish, or my carne asada. and I can make tacos for the people. And I have to make them according to the recipe, too.
Nice.
Gunman, taco truck.
I am ready to make some music. How about you?
I am. I'm
so I was watching. I know. I was watching videos of professional music producers, and because I'm curious, what do they use? Some of them actually use iPads, at least for kind of sketching out music ideas. And of course, Apple has some good tools for that. But this is a program that they recommended that I really like. It's called BlocksWave. 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 It's a loop program, a synthesizer program. You know, you already have GarageBand, which is fabulous. This is kind of like GarageBand. It uses loops, Here, I'll play you something I just composed. Do you want to? And the thing is, you can change it as you're going. So let's start with it. Let's make a new one, okay? So we've got a bunch of loops, and you can buy more all the time. These are bass loops, drum loops. There's effects, too. There's melodies. And they're in a variety of different sounds. This is a new pack I just got called All-Star Hip-Hop. But there's, and it does kind of focus a little bit on the modern EDM and hip-hop genres. But there's some cinematic sounds, too. Big strings, things like that. You've got a variety of percussion, street percussion, disco delight. There's a little bongo for everybody. How about some Indian tabla?
And you can mix those all together?
This is the beauty of it. Yes, you can create crazy genres. I particularly like the vocals because they're just kind of... So there's all your loops, okay? So now we can actually make it. And this is the interface that makes it kind of fun to play with because you can start playing and then add some drums to it.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, some bass. And if you don't like the bass, you could change it. Don't like the drums? Change them. Want more drum tracks? Put in another one. I'm getting bored of this vocal, so let's change it.
You're a DJ.
Pretty cool, huh? It's very easy interface. I love this, and you can use the interface to kind of tap. You can buy more, too, by the way. It's free to get the bass... the units, and then there are many, many more. This is a good time because they're having a 50% off end of year sale, which is great. We can go to our shopping cart and you can see all of the different stuff you can get. And it's nice because if you want to say, well, what is Pop Drop Fusion? You can actually play. These are some of the samples you're going to get. 95 bits per minute. That's important. Beats per minute, because that's important because you want to make sure, you know, if you're dancing or whatever.
Right, or whatever.
Or whatever. So I bought quite a few because I can't stop. These are right now, they're 99 cents on sale. So I'm going to probably have to go through these and buy a whole bunch more because it's fun to have as many of these as possible. I'll stop it. You want to make another one? You want to make one? I bet you could make one.
Yeah.
It's fun. So first we're going to pick a, you see we have all these slots, and you can even have multiple rows of slots. You can change, these are the different, these are ones I created before, right?
Can you do like vocals over other vocals?
You can even record your own vocals.
Oh. Like my
now,
karaoke.
Yeah, you want to, should I add my own vocal?
Yeah, not mine, okay. But yours, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I got to give it permission. Tap here to give permission. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Boop, boop. Boop, boop. Boop, boop. Okay, now I'm adding that. But you can play with it. You can mess with it. You can make it more. You can flatten it.
This is
maybe I'll
amazing.
Change that for something pre-recorded.
I love it. Makes me want to go up in the club.
Isn't that cool? And you can't really take a wrong step because it's all kind of geared to make it all sound good together. So this is called Blox Wave. I mean, it's just fun to play with. I think kids would enjoy it. But here's the point. Real people making real music use this all the time. Some of the best producers in the world. I saw a great video. I'm going to have to find it now. On using the iPad Pro to create music, and it was really impressive, and this is one of the tools they used. Blox Wave. It's free to get the bass unit, and because they figure you're going to end up buying additional samples, and you might. There's vocals, there's sounds, here's some of the vocals. Let's see if I can get this to play.
Yeah.
See, so these are professional quality. If you want more of a symphonic sound, I know John's a classical music lover. You could be the Stravinsky of your day by mixing less beat-oriented, more musically.
That's very relaxing.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. I think this is really a deep program with a lot of information and a lot of stuff, and it's hard to go wrong. It would be a great way to get a kid into music, making samples and stuff, and I think you'd even have fun yourself with it. Blockswave, BLOCSWAV. It also will work with Ableton Live if you're an Ableton user, and that's where a lot of people use this in performance.
This is our last show of the year.
What are we doing next week?
Well, we already recorded that. That's you don't remember because you were drinking a little.
I was nipping at the brandy, huh?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a special show for next Tuesday.
Oh, that was fun. We did highlights of the year gone by.
Yep.
So that'll air because next Tuesday is Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? The following week is New Year's Day. We're not gonna make a special show for that. Just going to show it again.
Yeah, we'll show it again or show this one again or just show you DJing.
Yeah,
or...
but we'll be back to January 8th for a brand new season of iOS Today at the 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have removed all of the holiday frippery.
We'll eat them. No, don't eat
them. Don't eat poinsettias.
No.
They're poisonous.
They're fake, so we could eat these.
Oh, we could eat these. Hey, Megan, it's been really fun doing this show with you, and if I could see you now, I would say that to your face.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you're dazzle camouflage.
I'm dazzle camouflage. That's preventing me from seeing you.
Have a great. What are you doing for Christmas? Are you staying home?
I'm staying home. Maybe spending a day in San Francisco and an evening. My sister's coming to visit. I'm just gonna relax.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do the same thing. We have Christmas Eve. We're gonna have everybody over. We went to Whole Foods and got the dinner.
Oh,
you know, get the dinner for eight. We don't have to cook. Mm-hmm. And then I think on Christmas Day, we went to our favorite Water Street Bistro where we had our Christmas party. And while we were there, I said, I want two quiches for Christmas Day. So she's going to bake them up for us.
Nice.
We'll pick them up on Sunday. So come over to the house. We have two quiches.
I was wondering. I didn't get an invitation.
And yet, leftovers. So. And then I think maybe we'll go see Cirque du Soleil. They're in the city. Volta, their new show. So we were thinking maybe of doing that, something like that. But it's going to be a quiet week. The whole studio goes down for the week. Next week, so everybody can take a little time with their family and friends. And after the new year, we'll all be back with brand new shows.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Megan Maroney.
Thank you, Leo Laporte.
You can watch us do the show when we get back January 8th. We do it live on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. That's 1700 UTC. The live stream, audio or video, available at twit.tv/live. You can also join us in studio. We have a bunch of people from Kaiser in studio today. Hello. Welcome. What, you get the day off today? Or are you just trying to figure out how to do podcasts? Anyway, it's great to have Justin, Gloria, Tiffany, Tom, Jammy, Nick, and Brian. Also Brian from Oakland. And the return of Rufus Zorba. Great to have you and his owner. And he's apparently got a new owner.
Somebody else.
That's awesome. If you want to be in studio with us, we'd love to have you. But again, we won't be back till January 8th. Just email tickets at twit.tv. We'll put a seat out for you. You can also get on-demand episodes of this show and everything we do at our website, twit.tv. For iOS Today, it's twit.tv/iOS. And your favorite podcast application almost certainly has copies of this show. If you subscribe in that application, you'll get them the minute they're available, so you don't even have to think about it. You'll just always have the latest version of iOS Today in your phone or your device. You don't even need to subscribe to listen on an Amazon Echo or a Google Home Hub or even a Cortana or a Siri device. All you have to do is ask your voice assistant, "Hey, voice assistant, play iOS Today podcast." In almost every case, that'll give you the most recent version. Or play Twit Live, and that'll give you our live stream if we're working. If we're not, I think the live stream continues on. We just do reruns and things like that. Thanks, everybody. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you next year on iOS Today. Bye-bye.